Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitzo Daf Memches in the Arts called Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, starting Halacha Daled and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis towards the bottom. The Mishnah continues to discuss that kalim items, they go based on the owner. Wherever the owner can walk in terms of the Tchum Shabbos, which applies to Yontev as well, that's where his kalim that he owns walk as well. You could take the kalim to wherever the owner could go. So look to Mishnah. Hashoyel kalim mechaveyur meher of Yontev. Someone borrowed kalim from his friend before Yontev. Keragle hashoyel. Then the kalim go based on the borrower. Wherever the borrower could go, that's where the kalim could go. Be Yontev. But if you borrow it on Yontev, keragle hamashal, then it goes based on the owner. Because you always go based on the moment that Yontev came in. When Yontev came in, it was in the house of the mashil. See, the shoyel just took it doing Yontev, so it still goes where the mashil can go. Ha'isha sheshalo mechaverto, a woman who borrowed from her friend, tavlim umayim umelach, spice, water, or salt, lay saucer to put in her dough, harei elu karagli shtehim. So they're both considered to be owners of this iso, because one woman owns the flour, the other one owns the spices or the salt. Continues the Mishnah of Memches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda poiter b'mayim mipnei she'ein b'hem mamish. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I agree regarding salt and spices, but now regarding water, the water ain't b'mamish. The water, it doesn't have mamish. We'll see in the Gemara what it means ain't b'mamish. It's not solid. It's not an item that you can hold on to. So therefore, it doesn't have the chashivas to go based on the owner. So the Gemara ma'avot chumim osu oiso oiso kemida sadin. Meaning, what the Gemara is trying to explain, who are the salt, the spices, they are should be bottled by roif. The majority is the iso. So you should go based on the roif. So more no, because we're going here based on dini mominus. Midas adini here means dini mominus. When you have two people that paid, one paid for the salt and the spices, and one paid for the dough, it's considered to be that this dough belongs to both. Because even though maybe the salt is bottled by roif, that's in terms of iso v'heter. But in terms of dini mominus, a monetary halachas, they both considered to be owners. Regarding Tchumim, you go based on the ownership, and here they're both are owners, and therefore the iso belongs to both, and they have to go to only the place that both women can go to. Teidel chashakel, I'll bring you a riot to that. Taman Amrin, we learn b'shem Rav Chisdo, v'lo yadin imin shmuo imin nasni. So we don't know if Chisdo said it based on a shmuo, based on a braiso. Afilu eitzim, meaning the owner of the wood is also considered to be an owner of the item that was cooked regarding the iso tchumim. Says the Gemara, "Savin meimer eitzim men be mamish," meaning, of course, eitzim don't have mamish. I look at the dough; there's no wood over here. So mitzad dini isur ve'etar, I don't have the wood in the dough. But mitzad dini mominis, the one who provided the wood, he's also somewhat of an owner, and therefore the isur belongs to him. Legabe tchumim. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah: "Rabbi the poitim b'mayim tishen be mamish, where it doesn't have mamoshes to it." We have a girsa here that Rabbi Chaim adds. Tani, the Brisa says, Prishem nivloim beiso. A different reason for water, because water is really absorbed in the iso. Salt and spices, you can taste it. But water, you don't see it. It's balua. It's swallowed, you can't see it. Says the Gemara, my nafak mi b'nerin. What's the difference between these two explanations? Says the Gemara, chamim. Meaning, taking water and boiling it up just as hot water on its own. If you're saying the reason is because water is not solid, you can't hold it in your hand, so also water that you're heating up on its own is also not considered being mamish. But if the reason is because it's balua, it's swallowed in the dough, here you have hot water on its own, it's not swallowed in a tafshil. Halokhe zog de mishno. Hagacheles means a burning coal. Kiragle abalim. This goes based on the owner because it's considered to be an item. But ashalheves, which means the flame, bechol mokrim, doesn't have an ownership. So anyone can take it wherever he's going. Similarly, hagacheles shel hegdesh. If you have a coal that belongs to hegdesh, moyalim bof. Someone uses it, he is considered to be me'ila, he's moyal and hegdesh. Continues the mission amud beis. Vashalheves loy neni v'loy moyalim. But the flame, you're not allowed to enjoy it because it's not proper to go. It's a din d'rabbanan not to enjoy something that belongs to Hegdesh, but there's also no mi'ila because it's not considered to be the has a mamoshes. It doesn't have, it's not a real item. Says the Gemara, Chamisha Dvarim Nemru Begacheles, Chamisha Beshalevis. We have five things that are mentioned regarding coal and regarding flame, excluding the one point we mentioned in the Mishnah regarding Yom Tov. Kachel Shal Hegdesh Mo'alim Bo, Vashalevis Loineni Vilo Mo'alim. A coal of Hegdesh, so there's mi'ila. a flame, there's no me'ila. You're not allowed to enjoy Midera Banim, but there's no me'ila. Kachelish of a desara asura, vashal heves mutaris. Kachelish belongs to a desara, you're not allowed to use it, like any other item that belongs to a desara. But the flame you're allowed to. Hamudur hanoya mechavir, someone who has a neder, not to injure his friend, also begachalti, he's not allowed to injure his kol. Umutu vashal avto, the shaleves, the flame, is not considered to be an item that belongs to his friend, he's allowed to injure it. Hamoitzi is a gacheles loshus rabim chayov. Someone who takes out a gacheles, a coal to shus rabim is chayov. Vashalev is potter. Taking out a flame is potter. Is not considered to be an item. Taking it out to shus rabim on Shabbos. Umivorchim al shalev is umivorchim al gacheles. Regarding bracha, it's the opposite. Bracha you have to do on the flame because the flame is what gives the light. You don't say bracha on the coal. Rav Chiya b'Av shebeshem Rav imay gecholim loychashus mivorchim. Meaning if the coals are flickering, so you actually see the fire, you do say bracha on there as well. It is considered to be like a shalheves. Only if it's a jumping fire, which means if you put a small little pick into it, then it will burn. The fire will jump on it. So then it's considered to be a fire and you say a bracha. Halachavav zok the Mishnah. Bor shel yochid kiragli yochid. The water which is in a pit that belongs to an individual, regarding tchumim, you go based on that individual who's the owner. Veshel anshei ha'ir kiragli anshei ha'ir. If it belongs to the people of the city, so you go based on the city. The city is the location, and 2,000 amot to every ruach, even though maybe there's some individuals in the city that they have a shvisa somewhere else, you go based on the city itself because this is the water that belongs to the city. This is done for people that regal. It's done for people that are coming from other places. It's done in a derech. And it's not considered to be belonging to any specific location. So in Mele, it's considered to be hefker. And therefore, kiragli amemale. Anybody who fills it up, you go based on where he can go, based on the tchum that he has. So gemara ber shebein shtei tchumim. If you have a well, which is between two tchumim, between two cities, 2,000 amot from one city, and 2,000 amot from another city. So now we mentioned that a pit of the city goes based on the city. So if you have over here a pit that's standing in between the two tchumim of two different cities, if it belongs to the city on the one side, you could go with it only to the tchum of that city. If it belongs to the city of the other side, you could go to the tchum of the other city. But this is right in between. It's between the tchum of city one and the tchum of city two. And the water is flowing from one to another. What should you do? So you must make a metal fence between inside the board to make sure the water won't flow from one to another. Even if it's made out of reed, because really, even if you have made it out of metal, you can't really prevent the water going from one side to another. So then they're abundant, the mechitza is considered to be as if it's sealing it. So even if it's not a real seal, it's not made out of metal, it's still good enough. I mean, as long as it doesn't appear very clearly that the water is flowing from one side to another. It's a standing water, we know it's always connected, so if you put a mechitza, Rabbanan said that's good enough to be considered that the water on one side is not connected to the water on the other side. So the Gemara of Yudon, the fact that we have this issue over here, that we're choishesh that the water is connected, what about the idea of bitul b'roiv? Why don't you say that the water coming from the other city is mizbat on the roiv of the water that belongs to this city? Chaim points out that this Zechura argues what we said Le'el, that we say that we go based on Midas Adin. We're going based on the monetary value, monetary ownership. Because if now, what is the question? This Mandor disagrees with that. And he's going to say that the only time you go is only if it's nois and tam. Like when you have a tavlin, a spice or salt, you actually can taste it, then you say that it's not botel. So says the Gemara, why don't you say bitu b'roim v'chmir b'divrem yoyser m'divrei toiro? We're machmir over here, b'gal b'tchumim, even though it's only divrem, only midar abanan. You still don't see bitul b'roiv. So says the Gemara, Omar v'chanino, v'loi min b'minoyu. But here we talk about min b'minoy. It's water and water. The shita, there's at least one shita, Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, that says that min b'minoy midaraisa is not bottle. If you have water mixed in water, it does not cancel each other. So if so, you're asking why it's not bottle b'roiv. You say midaraisa should be bottle. Maybe it's according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds min b'minoy ain't a bottle. Says the Gemara, you're right. It's not more chomer divrei Torah. It's like divrei Torah. Same with mina Torah. You say it's not bottle. Also, mina rabban, it's not bottle. Continues the Gemara in Daf Memtes Amud Aleph. Do Amro, this tells you. I mean, our mission that says that when you have the bor of oil bavil, the water that's taking out of there belongs to the ragdam emali, belongs to the one who picks it up. Hadom ro amoytze kli baderech. Someone finds an item in the way, harayze kiragle amoytze. So you say it belongs to whoever picked it up is considered to be his legabe tchumim as well, and you can take this kli to wherever this person can walk to. And now, like the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that chefze hefker koinim shvita, that the hefker is koinim its own shvita, wherever it is, he can just take it 2,000 alma from the place where it was in the beginning of Yontif. From our Mishnah, you see now like that, that hefker, anyone who picked it up, it goes based on him, based on this new owner, that's where you can take the item. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Beitzah Dav Memches.